the SwingersLifestyleTalkRadio.com, where each week we stimulate, update, and educate you on every aspect of the swingers lifestyle. Hello, I'm Clark Ashton, your host, along with my beautiful, hot, sexy, voluptuous wife and co-host, Cindy Ashton. Cindy, how are you feeling tonight, babe?
I feel good.
You feel good?
Feel good. It's Thursday.
Prove it to me.
Okay, we'll be back after a short break. Just kidding.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be short or not.
Well, we'd have to make it that way, baby.
Hey, everybody, you're tuned in to the number one swinger and lifestyle talk radio show worldwide where we talk about it. Yes, we talk about it. Real swingers with real answers. And for the next hour, callers from around the world will discuss every aspect of the swinging lifestyle, including personal experiences, activities, relationships, boundaries, events, clubs, do's and don'ts, sexual products, kind of like that one, sexual fantasies, good health, and more, and of course, sex between one or more people. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. There is a warning. This show contains sexually explicit language. Can you believe that?
Yay.
And subjects of an adult nature only. And if you are under the age of 18, please turn this show off right now. And there, you've been warned, okay? We don't endorse anything for those under the age of 18. Remember that. We highly recommend that you leave this website right now because somebody is secretly watching you if you're under 18. Got it? This is a live broadcast, folks, where every type of swinging and sexual topic you can imagine is discussed. And the best part is that you, the listener, can anonymously call in with your questions and comments on our toll-free lines anytime during the show. So here's that number now. Get your pen out. That number is 1-888-228-4494, and it's also on the website you visited to get right here at this location. So if for some reason your dog eats that note that you just put the phone number on, you just look on the website and right there it is, toll free. We pay the tab. All you got to do is get the phone, give us a call anytime, 888-228-4494. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you got to say. We want to hear about your experience. We want to hear your questions. You know, Cindy, a lot of people don't know that we actually will answer sexual questions on this line.
I know I will.
Because I know you will, but I don't know if they know that you will.
Ask
any question. They can pick up the phone and call.
Call us.
We want to hear. Because you know how Dr. Ruth, you know, she answers sexual questions.
Mm-hmm.
See, the cool thing is that there's two of us instead of just one.
Right. Answering. Both perspectives.
Yeah. You got a guy and a girl.
Yeah.
We're certified sexologists, which is a pretty big deal in the world.
And I'm a certified squirtologist.
Of course. I almost forgot to mention that. So anyway, this show is for everyone, from new people who are just curious about the swinging lifestyle to very long-time, very experienced veterans. It's for couples, it's for single women, for single men, for people who are married. If you're not married, doesn't matter. Whether you're dating, you're gay, you're lesbian, you're bisexual, maybe you're a transvestite, and everything in between. We are completely non-judgmental when it comes to our listeners, and open-minded is the word. There are hundreds of levels in the so-called swinging lifestyle, and we talk about it all. Right, Cindy?
That's right.
No question is off limits, and you can say the word fuck online. That's what's cool about our show. We don't worry about what we say too much, right?
Not at all.
We love to say that word.
Not only can we say fuck, but we can actually fuck online.
We can. And you out there can call in and even use the word fuck. Isn't that cool?
It's very cool.
I mean, it's real cool.
Be who you are.
Exactly. So pick up the phone tonight. Tonight's topic is love versus sex.
That's a great topic.
Love versus sex.
Big, huge.
We're going to chat about that just a little bit. We have a great show tonight, folks. We have Mr. Chris Novak. He's the president of the Swingers Business Network. Be with us shortly here in just a little while. We're going to talk about what that Swingers Business Network is, how it works and so on. Interesting information there for everyone. So hang loose. We're going to get into it in just a little while. So, Cindy, it's been a very busy week as usual. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Been busy. It's football season, and of course, you know, we love football season.
We do.
Because everybody's playing football. And there's parties. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just love the whole idea of football. We're big football fans, folks. We love it.
We are, and it's also baseball playoffs.
Well, it is. It is. I know you're a Red Sox fan.
Oh, he's about to get tackled. He's kidding, folks.
Get in trouble.
Now, you know what, and I don't really like baseball regular season, but when it comes down to this is the part that's
playoffs.
Exciting.
Yep.
I enjoy it.
I know. She's a big Yankees fan, guys.
I am.
Big Yankees fan. That's terrible.
Here we go, Yankees. Here we go.
Let's talk about something else. So, football season, Halloween's just around the corner. We were at a fun football party this Sunday, weren't we?
Yes, it was a
that
blast.
Was freaking blast.
Yes.
God, the hot tub during halftime was
unbelievable. It was football, it was cheerleaders, it was naked, it was hot tub, there was sex, it was a blast.
That's a football party.
That's a football party.
That's right.
Our own halftime entertainment.
Yep. Love it. And you know, I'm really getting excited about our upcoming events. You know, we've got some really cool stuff coming down the pike here. Swing Fest next weekend. Ha ha. Yeehaw.
Hey, it's here.
Going to Swing Fest, Miami.
Yep.
Great time. Then we're going to Fantasy Fest the following week. And, of course, you know, on into January, we're going on our All Natural Cruise with ShoesOnlyTravel.com.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Honey, this is the first winter that I've actually can say I'm looking forward to winter.
Yes. And January is, you know, kind of a dull month. I mean, of all the months of the year, I think January is kind of the month where everyone's trying to regroup, and you know, it's New Year, and it's usually cold unless you're at the tip of Key West or in the Caribbean.
Right.
And you know, January is a month where it's kind of a bummer. So guess what we're going to do in January? And folks, you should do this too. You need to hook up on this cruise January 24th, because you can get the hell out of the cold weather and go down and get naked with 300 other people with us on this cruise with ShoesOnlyTravel.com. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit, the cruise here. But I'm getting excited because we've got a lot of stuff going on. This Swing Fest party is the biggest in the world. That's going down next weekend.
Yeah. How many people, babe?
Well, you know, last year estimates were about 12,000.
Wow.
And this year they're expecting anywhere from 12,000 to 15,000.
That's a party, folks.
Well, you know, people say this and that about party estimates and numbers and so on, but I tell you what, anytime you can book the entire Hilton Hotel in downtown Miami, Florida, and fill it up with people, as well as across the street at the Marriott and a couple other hotels right downtown, you know, there's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, you've got a party happening.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, it's 4 fun-filled days at Swing Fest. Great place, great party. You got to check it out. We're going to do some live broadcasts from there, which is really cool. And we'll probably have a drink or two, don't you think?
Yeah, I know I will.
You know, I think we'll probably will.
We probably will. And we have one day to recover, and then we go to Fantasy Fest.
Well, there's going to be a great pool party in the afternoon. We're going to be at the pool party at SDC party.
Absolutely.
Doing a broadcast, which is real cool. So, maybe we'll just sneak in one of those playrooms as well. You know, one of the playrooms in the hotel, you know, when everybody's that night when we're broadcasting, we'll sneak in one of the big playrooms and get a few interviews while we're in there. Wouldn't that be
juicy? Oh, interviews? I just got horny all of a sudden. It's an interview?
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Interview?
Yeah. We'll mix it up.
I hear you.
Catch some of the action, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So how was your week, babe? I mean, like, what happened this week? Anything fun?
You know, usually I say a great week, but it was an awesome week because we're counting down to Swing Fest, sunny Miami. We had a pretty wild weekend, though, just kind of recuperating from that. I mean, more on the way this weekend. You know, I think aren't we meeting a few couples at a swing club Saturday night?
Well, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
We're lining that up. That's a possibility.
Well, I checked out their pictures on the site, and they look really nice. And it's always a turn-on to meet new people and getting to know them, so it's kind of exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you speak about websites. I mean, that's how most people in the lifestyle hook up with people. They meet people other than going to the club. But a lot of times it's easy to cruise through, you know, websites and, you know, see pictures and read profiles and check people out a little bit. And, you know, the website phenomenon in the swinger community really opens everything up for people.
It does. You do a short dialogue, and if things click, then you meet and kind of go from there. I think it's a good icebreaker, don't you?
Well, it really is, and there's a lot of different sites out there. I'll tell you, you know, one of our favorites is Taboo Lifestyle. I mean, you know, we've met a lot of people online and around the country, and people go to weekend clubs and to parties and so on, and you find out about all this activity through these sites, which is really cool most of the time.
Right.
You know, the websites are really a key point within the swinger community for everybody to stay connected and get to know each other and so on. But, you know, this Taboo Lifestyle, I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, this is a, if you haven't been on this website before, I got to tell you, it's wonderful. It's growing. It's a great place. I'll tell you, and we like these folks so much that we have a special that we offer here just to our listeners. And let me tell you what's going on, folks. Tonight, we're giving away a free 60-day full access pass on TabooLifestyle.com. And all you got to do is log in to Taboo Lifestyle. It's TabooLifestyle.com in the next 24 hours. And you're going to get 60 days free full access pass. That means all emails, everything that they have to offer. And you've got to create a profile, and under that, where it says referred by member, you put in Swingers Talk Radio. If you have any problem, just email us and let us know. But here's something that's even better about Taboo Lifestyle. They're, and this is off the charts, folks, they're offering 12 months free full access to anyone who calls the show tonight. Okay? You call into the show, the 800 number I gave you earlier, and we'll give you 12 months free access to TabooLifestyle.com. Hell of a deal. You can't beat this. This particular site has all kinds of, there's no fake profiles. I mean, the people are real. You can meet adult swingers looking to play, singles, whatever you're looking for. You can put a journal up. You can put a blog up. I mean, it's really, really cool. So tonight, if you have the balls, folks,
The balls, or the pussy, or
whatever you want to call it. What, if you have it, call us on the 800 line. Call me and say, hey, I want a free lifestyle membership to Taboo, okay? We'll hook you up. We'll set it up for you. And at the same time when you call, I want you to tell us something really cool about yourself. You have to tell us your name or ask us a question. Ask us a sex question. Mm-hmm. Ask Cindy about squirting, right?
Yeah. Cindy loves to squirt.
Yeah.
The sound of squirting is so, such a turn on.
It is.
It is. I love it.
I do, too. I love it when I squirt, too. It's the same thing.
You squirt all the time, babe.
I know. I love it when I squirt.
Yeah.
You know?
I squirt most of the time, not every time.
I usually do, too. Most of the time, I do.
Baby, you squirt every time. You are so, like, Johnny on the spot.
You know, it's always been that way for me. I don't understand. So anyway, call us on TabooLifestyle.com. We'll give you a free membership. If you don't have the balls to call in, just email us. We'll give you 60 days. I'd go for the year deal. It's a hell of a lot better. It's a hell of a lot easier. You're going to love that website for sure. So call us, 888-228-4494. We don't know who you are. We don't care who you are. Don't be shy, please. Mm-hmm. So, traveling. We're talking about traveling, Cindy.
Love travel.
You know, a lot of people in the lifestyle love to travel. We love to go to Hito. We love to go to the Caribbean. We love warm places. Caliente in Tampa. We love it. beautiful place. We're going to talk about that in just a minute, too.
Yeah. Well, shoes-only travel would get you there.
Absolutely. But, you know, we were talking about this cruise a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
See, awesome. When you travel in the lifestyle, what's cool is you meet all these people. You meet all these fun people.
Yeah.
And everybody's in the same boat, so to speak. No
pun
intended.
That's good, babe.
But good. Everybody's in the same boat. So you have, it's like family. And you know, you don't have to really do anything if you don't want. You can hang out with all these people. Like, for instance, we're going on this cruise, amazing lifestyle adventure. We have an erotic trip of a lifetime through travel. NoShoesTravel.com.
Yeah.
Amazing. And what's cool about it is that we're going in January, and I want everybody to get on this cruise and go with us, okay? Email us, because let me tell you about it. This ship is filling up pretty quick because it's a very exclusive cruise. This is not your normal cruise. It's on Windstar, Windsurf. It's 100% private, lifestyle, all-natural charter. You can be naked anywhere on the ship except at dinner. So you can shed your clothes and your inhibitions, and it's a big party, man.
Yeah, awesome.
We're going to be sailing to amazing ports like St. Martin and St. Barts. St. Martin is off the charts, man. All
Love
their
it.
Beaches, too. Sexy theme parties every night. We'll even be doing a live broadcast one night from the ship, which is cool.
Yep.
ShoesOnlyTravel.com has amazing lineup of entertainment. I can't believe this. They have two bands that are going with us. Jeff, the body painter, going to be body painting everybody. It's cool. Andrea, the lifestyle masseuse.
Oh.
We have DJ Rommel from Club FA. And a special surprise on this ship. This is cool as hell.
What, Cindy Squirtin?
Well, yeah.
Oh, besides that, yeah. I knew you were going to get
it. All the time. I know that. But Hedonism is sending their incredible activity directors to run all the erotic activities on this boat all day and into the wee hours of the morning.
It's awesome.
Hedonism. So, yeah, I mean, this is off the charts, man.
Sounds like a great party.
It's all inclusive. Here's the deal. This ship, all the drinks and all the food, the price you pay, is all included for the entire week.
Can they afford me, honey?
Yes.
They can?
Even though it's top shelf. Yeah, and, I mean, all your top shelf alcohol is on there. I mean, like, this is not the cheap shit. You know, this is the good stuff. Because there's only 300 people that can go on this boat.
Right.
There's 180-person staff on the ship.
It's amazing.
It can sail, and it's also a cruise ship. There's pools. There's a casino. I mean, it is cool. The price, okay, get this, the price starts at $19.95 a person. Hell of a deal. All-inclusive for a week. You have to fly to Barbados. Okay.
I'm there.
Pick up your airfare.
I'm booked.
You fly to Barbados. The reason we're flying to Barbados and leaving from there is because it's too fucking cold in the United States to be leaving from anywhere here, including Miami, believe it.
Yeah.
So we're getting the hell out of here. We're flying down there. But here's the deal, folks. On this cruise, if you want to go, you're going to get $100 per person. That's $200 per couple off. If you mention lifestyletalkradio.com. So if you book it online and you put in talk radio in the referred by box, you're going to get $200 off. Hell of
That's
a deal.
Awesome.
Just for listening to our radio show. Okay?
Awesome.
Because we don't talk about bullshit on this station. We give you deals. All right? When you listen, you get deals.
Yeah.
You want me to preach some more about it?
Well, no, I'll just tell you, we're about as honest as they come. You know, we're not going to promote
something. We're all about deals. We're here to give people deals. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
No bullshit.
Yep.
$200 in your pocket.
Hey.
All you have to do is say, I want to go.
Just come play with us.
And you're going to meet us. We're going to have a workshop. We're going to put off a workshop on the boat.
Yep.
And it's on our website. This is the coolest damn thing you've ever seen. It's called the Orgasm, Squirting, and Masturbation Workshop.
Fuck yeah.
There's nothing like it on the planet. Read about it on our site. You'll love it.
Yep.
Nothing like it on the planet. You'll learn shit you never knew.
Yep.
Thomas. Isn't that right?
Exciting. Yeah, absolutely,
All
honey.
The facts. you know, we may, well, I'm not going to go that far, but we're going to have a blast. So
yep.
Join us.
Come join us. Come have some fun.
Come. C-U-M. Join us.
Yeah. I mean, where could it be nice in January other than in the Caribbean? Get out of the cold weather.
Forget Hedo. Hedo's fine, but go on a cruise. If you've never been on a cruise or you've been on a straight cruise, it ain't the same.
Right.
This is a whole different deal. You know,
we're excited.
This is floating around the Caribbean, jumping from island to island, people waiting on you hand and foot, and you're rocking.
Yep.
So anyway, Chris Novak is with us tonight. Chris, the president, he's the president of SwingersBusinessNetwork.com. We're excited as hell to have him with us. And Chris, are you on the line with us?
Yes, sir.
All right. Chris, man, hey, good to have you.
Hi, Chris.
Good evening.
Great. Appreciate you coming on with us. We have a couple of questions for you, and you don't have to answer these if you don't, but the biggest question I have is, where the hell are you located at right now?
That's funny.
In sunny Southwest Florida. Please don't be jealous.
Southwest Florida.
I'll be right there, Chris.
I'm telling you, it's a balmy, probably 80 degrees out this evening.
Okay, pour me a cocktail. I'm on my way.
I'm talking about.
I'm two ahead of you, my dear.
As you should be.
Southwest Florida. We love it. Well, I tell you, you know, for the people that are north of the Mason-Dixon line, you know, they're eating their hearts out because warm weather equals less clothes and more skin, right?
Oh,
absolutely.
It's a little colder this year than in years past because, boy, they are coming back in full force. Got to get south. Got to get on the beach.
Yeah. Well, hey, so tell us something. I mean, you know, I love this website of yours. This is SwingersBusinessNetwork.com. You know, I think, and you can tell us more about this, but I want to know some things about it. First of all, tell us how you come up with the idea, and second of all, tell us what you bring to the table for everyone.
Oh, those are great questions. Long story short, in terms of how we actually created the website, that would be my business partner, Sam, had actually come to me at probably the beginning of 2006, and we're both our own business owners. We both have several business ventures and things that we do full-time. And we sat down one afternoon, and we were kicking around ideas, both being in the lifestyle with our wives and getting to meet lots of really neat people and shared a lot of things in common, especially on a business level. And we were, you know, meeting lots of folks, putting deals together, and we looked at each other and realized there's really nothing out there that allows business owners, regardless of what kind of business you own, that's really what we don't discriminate against, but that allows business owners and people looking to get deals from businesses in the lifestyle, there's really nothing out there that allows people to do that. So we looked at each other one day and said, well, how are we going to put this project together? So probably a year to a year and a half of, you know, talking to lifestyle business owners, just lifestyle members in general, just regular business owners, trying to figure out what people needed, what they wanted, you know, what could you put in a service that was beneficial to them. And that's where we came up with this idea of building a semi-social network that is based on business owners connecting. And a great example of that, I got an email the other day from one of our social network clubs that are looking to open an adult toy store. And they came to us and said, you know, we really wanted to thank you for hooking us up with a gentleman that's a business or a SBN business member that's a toy wholesaler. And they got connected through our website. They worked out a great deal on both sides, turned around and said, that was awesome because we would have never found each other through normal Google searches because they had that in common. It was people of like-mindedness that understand each other, that want to help each other, but just had nowhere to go. I can't say that we're probably the first group to try something like this, but I think we bring a unique approach, and we offer something that is free for any mom-pop store, you know, large business, small business, whether you're selling a product, a good, a service, it doesn't matter. I mean, I think we have over 1,500 business categories listed already on the site, and we're just adding to that as people suggest things so we can get more specific. And, you know, as more people sign on and, you know, the bigger the network gets, the more categories we'll break it out to, and, you know, just trying to meet the needs of the requests that we get on a weekly basis. So we really enjoy
yeah.
like seeing that.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I really like your site. It's easy to navigate. And, you know, the cool thing is it's not specifically region-oriented. In other words, if I'm in California, I can still go to your site, and there may be somebody in your area. And depending on what they're looking for, they can pick up things across the country. I mean, there are some people that do things on on your site that I never would have dreamed that would be on there. I think I saw the other day there was a new meeting planner, somebody in Michigan or somewhere, I think it was. And, you know, and then there's people that put together parties, and then there's people that sell. I mean, there's everything on there. Everything.
Oh, yeah. Like, another example would be, you know, for people that start internet businesses, maybe that's a little more adult oriented, there are tax accountants, you know, that are lifestyle friendly that understand that. You know, so that if you go into your accountant and have to look at them and go, all right, I really have to be honest with you with what I'm doing as a side business, you don't have to go through that if you find someone that you trust that's in the lifestyle. That
plus, his wife
that.
Might be hot.
You have to. Yeah, exactly. Hey, you might. That's why we say mixing business with pleasure. They say it's a bad idea, but to a degree, we really enjoy it.
That's my honey.
Yep.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, the whole idea of networking is what it's all about, and, you know, the lifestyle, as it's growing, and now there's estimated to be between 8 and 10 million so-called swingers in the United States, and, of course, there's different levels to that from beginning to very experienced, but that whole group just in this country is growing so fast and so big that as we expand, you know, we're all looking for ways to connect. And I think you're just personally, what I like about it is I think it's a good way for people to connect and find services and people that can help them out, to help you out, right?
Absolutely. Well, especially with the economy the way it is. I mean, people have so many choices, and there's so much out there. Especially, you can Google search any subject and come up with thousands and thousands of sources, you know, whether it be businesses or suppliers that offer that. But if you have that connection with someone, you know, especially, as we all know, lifestyle members, true lifestyle members, they're very like-minded in a lot of different ways. You know, they may not agree with everything 100%, but you have that immediate connection. So on a business level, to have that trust right out the door, you know, just you step into someone's office and know, all right, right off the bat, I have a comfortable level with this person. You know, that still translates via the internet. You know, a lot of business is done online, and, you know, it's very informal sometimes, but we just find that sometimes it's just nice to have even a simple connection. And for us, it's a, you know, a very big part of our life, and it, you know, has a very, very big effect on our business as well. So we just thought, why not try and put those two together? Because we've made a lot of great friendships that have come from business relationships, and vice versa. You know, sometimes it can really work out well, and we think, or at least we hope, we've built a pretty good tool that allows people to put up their information, leave feedback, and, you know, offer different discounts for folks, you know, anything to help drive business. That's really
well,
what
it
is about.
Good. Whole thing. You can buy a dildo, or you can buy a car, or in our case, I mean, we actually got connected with some folks. We were looking to make a band, to get a banner made, and you know, we hooked up some folks off of your side actually that helped us out with that. So, you know, that's the beauty of it. Is there anything else about the site? I mean, are you doing anything in the future? Anything new? Expanding?
We're actually attending Swing Fest again this year, and we really enjoyed that convention last year. They did a really good job. I know you had interviewed them a week or two ago, Jason, and they did a really good job of putting that together, and I think if you guys are attending this year that you'll see that you know, if it was anything like last year, you get a lot of really good feedback. And from a business standpoint as an owner, it's good to get that feedback from the people in the lifestyle in person. Because like I said, the internet can be very informal. But when you can stand with someone in a convention floor and have a, you know, very blunt conversation, and we had a lot of great ones last year, and people suggested a lot of things that helped mold and shape our website for what it is now. We really look forward to that conference again to get that feedback and figure out, you know, in the new year, what can we add? What can we increase? We have some ideas of our own on how we'd like to network and, you know, really bring some unique ideas, but we love to hear from the public, from the people that are our members, because, you know, if they're the ones that want it, we're the ones that want to try and supply it for them.
Yes.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell
you, their website.
Hey, Chris, we actually have a caller that's calling in, DJ from Vancouver. He has a question for you. DJ, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Chris.
DJ, hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Doing good.
Vancouver, it's chilly up there where you're at.
I'm telling you, it's freezing up here. It's always raining, but you know what? That's all right.
Come on the cruise.
Everything happens inside when you're a swinger, right?
Hey, you know what you need to do is call shoesonlytravel.com. Get on the
really?
Boat.
Really?
Come south. So, Vancouver, Canada.
Flights here in Vancouver. I could probably make a better deal with them.
Well, good. Good to have you. So, how can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I met Chris at one of the functions he had down in Florida, and saw some of the apparel stuff that he has out there in the marketplace, and I was just wondering, Chris, maybe you could touch on some of that and how others within the swinger world can get some of the apparel that you guys have. It's good stuff, and it was great meeting up with you and shared a few laughs with you.
He's referring to DJ. Is it correct? I actually do remember you. That's funny. Bring that up. What he's actually referring to is my wife has started an apparel business, and I've been helping her, you know, with our connections and the lifestyle, and you know, trying to always encourage entrepreneurial spirit in anyone, especially with my wife. And she developed this line of clothing called Dirty Girl Creations, and what that is a.
Well, I like that name.
Ooh, yummy. Yummy.
Yeah, well, it gets better. It's
give
basically us a line
again.
Of
dirty what? I'm writing
dirty
it down.
Girl, dirty Girl Creations, is that right?
Dirty Girl Creations. Yeah, actually, her website should be officially launched next week. They're putting the final polishing touches on it. But we've done a lot
there.
Of local events. Yeah, and we're going to send you some stuff. I think Clark's not going to be able to keep his hands off you once you put this stuff on.
He already can't, so anything you can do to get him to wake me up at 4 in the morning instead of 2, that rocks.
Excellent.
Tell you what, you guys are brutal.
It's a line of women's clothing that has a Swarovski crystal. It's the highest quality crystal that you can find. And she's come up with a whole list of slogans, and she's got accessories and jewelry and you name it. It's a really sexy look, and it's got a real good edge to it, and all the events that she's done, we've done several lifestyle parties in the state of Florida, just locally trying to test the market, and she got resounding, you know, praises and, you know, lots of requests, and she's doing custom logos for businesses, all out of stones, and it's gone really good. She's actually launching that as well as a swing fest, but, you know, this is just kind of the stuff, and she actually came up with some of her ideas and creative spirit from last year's conference and, you know, walking around and meeting businesses and, again, talking to people. And that's really how it kind of all comes together. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about connecting and networking, and that's really what we're trying to do.
Awesome. That's very true.
Great. Thanks so much, Chris. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you guys at the next Swing Fest.
Are you going to be at Swing
really
Fest, DJ?
Cheers.
Are you going to be there? DJ, are you there? He's gone.
Did he hang up? He's gone.
He's gone.
Bye-bye,
all right,
DJ.
Well, DJ, we appreciate you being on. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure my wife's
smiling.
You sound like
a busy man, Chris, man. I mean, you sound busy. You sound like.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. It's there's no rest for the weary.
Well, that's good. Well, listen, now you're going to be at Swing Fest this next weekend, right?
Absolutely. We've got a booth for Swingers Business Network, and my wife has her business for Dirty Girl Creations. We'll be quite busy that weekend, but really looking forward to it. They do a really good job. Hopefully it will be as good, if not better, than last year, because they did a really bang-up job for their first try.
Well, I'm looking forward to skipping out of my booth and checking out your wife's booth. Hopefully we'll be next to each other. I have to request that.
Well, you know, the part I like about this whole Swing Fest thing this year is you can be naked anywhere in the hotel. So
it's awesome the way they do that.
You know, you're probably going to see some naked people walking around. I myself, I don't know if I'll be naked, but, well, I probably will be, though. Yeah,
I have to share a quick funny anecdote with you. Hopefully the hotel, or at least the elevator, will be the same this year. But last year, the hotel that they hosted the conference at, every time you got into the elevator, it was usually packed with people. The elevator would ding and go ding, going down, and everyone in the elevator would laugh every time. It was freaking hilarious.
All the girls hit their knees.
Absolutely. I mean, it was just everyone look at each other and go, "Yep, yeah, we're all here for the same thing," and that's awesome.
That's fun.
Yeah, man. Well, great. Well, listen, Chris, we love what you're doing. It's swingersbusinessnetwork.com. Go visit that site. And, Chris, we wish you the best of luck. Appreciate you being on the show. And
we'll see you and your wife
next weekend in Miami. And please, folks, check out this website. If you have a business, get your butt on this site and take advantage of the specials and all the good stuff that this family has to offer. And, Chris, we appreciate you being on, buddy. Have a great week, and we can't wait to meet you next week.
Looking forward to meeting both of you and Cindy. We'll hook you up with some real nice stuff. We'll get you something special made.
Cool.
Well, great. Well, we'll have to get you maybe to come by the show a little bit while we're there broadcasting. Say hey if you can break away. And
absolutely.
Maybe we'll have a shot of tequila somewhere along the line. Even if you don't drink
it,
I'm going to make you drink it anyway.
Bottle of Patron, baby. Let's get into it.
Had a feeling you were a Patron boy. All right, man. Well, listen, hey, have a great night and give your wife a kiss or a lick or whatever you can slip her. And have a great evening, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, sounds good. See you guys next week.
Take care.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, bye.
Well, that's Chris Novak from SwingersBusinessNetwork.com. Please go there. Check it out. Listen, folks, we're having a blast here, but we do need to take a short break. We're going to take about a three-minute break or so. Don't go anywhere. Hang loose. We're coming right back, and we're going to talk about love versus sex a little bit, because people have that question about how do you do the love and sex thing. Hang loose. We'll be right back.
It's called the Comfort Bike because that's what it feels like when you ride it. Comfortable. The Day 6 Comfort Bicycles produce ergonomic bikes that are the equivalent of a good ergonomic chair, allowing you a natural body position as you use it. With a fully adjustable backrest, wide seat, and a high handlebar design, the Day 6 Bike...
Hello, kids. We're back. Welcome back to Swingers Lifestyle Talk Radio.com, where each week, of course, we stimulate, update, and educate you on every aspect of the Swingers Lifestyle. And I'm Clark Ashton here along with my host, Cindy Ashton, and we're talking about some cool shit, okay?
We are cool.
You're tuned into the number one Swinger Lifestyle Talk Radio show worldwide, where we talk about it, real swingers with real answers. We've been having a blast here tonight. Isn't that right, Cindy?
Absolutely.
It's a blast.
We do have a blast.
We have a blast. Well, it's time for our Swinger News. This is our segment each week where we share a little news with you real quickly, and then we're going to get to our topic, love versus sex. How does it work? Big question that people have. The Swingers Hotel in the United Kingdom, the UK, has been approved. Check this out. There's some news here. There's an update. The historic Grand Hotel, formerly known as the Ram Inn, since 1890, they turned it into a swingers hotel and club.
Nice.
Okay. Club Mystique will offer both swinger nights and lifestyle nights, playrooms on the first floor. They have legally gotten the approval over there to open this hotel. So you can check it out. It's called Club Mystique, but it's a hotel. It's the old, formerly the Ram Inn, kind of interesting, in the United Kingdom, if you ever get over there. First swingers hotel. I don't think there's one in the States because they can't get it passed in most places.
Okay.
A hotel.
Yeah.
But they're doing it over there, so, you know, it's probably going to happen over here before long, I would imagine. Yeah. Pretty interesting.
It's awesome.
You know, the Netherlands has always been known as a hotbed for sex, kind of a leader.
Really?
Yeah. You know, they've legalized prostitution over there. Been that way for years. Legalized. In other words, you can pay for it.
I know.
Mm-hmm. So it just means that they're opening up.
Yeah, open-minded.
You know, they are, you know, and that way they can just run it and do what they need to do.
Yeah.
But anyway, that country has the lowest abortion rate of anywhere on the planet. Interestingly.
Why is that? Do we
know? According to the studies over there, they say that for some reason people are understanding that it doesn't work. So they go ahead and work it. Just a side note, the Netherlands, yeah.
Interesting, babe.
Yeah, yeah, interesting stuff. News, fun news. So anyway, let's talk about love versus sex a little bit. How does that work? Because, you know, Cindy, we get emails and questions from people and say, well, you know, how does that work? If you love somebody, it's a common question. If you love somebody, how could you be around them or watch them or participate with other people having sex?
Well, because you do love them.
Well, I know that, but let's talk about this a little bit because this is a big deal. And callers, by the way, please pick up your telephone and call us. We want to hear your comments. We want to hear your questions. We don't know who you are. It's totally anonymous. The number is 1-888-228-4494. 888-228-4494. Call us, and we'll even give you a free 12-month pass to Taboo Lifestyle for a year. Money in your pocket. But anyway, this love versus sex. Because, and you as a woman, Cindy, I mean, this is good input from you as well, not just a guy's perspective.
Absolutely.
But people want to know how it works. There's love, and then there's sex.
Yeah. balance.
And we're kind of taught that it all goes together. And it does to a certain degree, right? So let's talk about that. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to veer off here a second. I think it's love, sex, and attraction. So, you know, I think you can have sex by itself and you can have love by itself. And I think you can combine them as well. For example, you can have mind-blowing sex and not love them intimately.
Yeah.
You can be really in love with someone but not have good sex.
That's true. People forget that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's happened.
Yeah. You can love somebody
Absolutely.
A lot and not really have good sex with them. That kind of stretches things a little bit, right?
Well, yeah. You know, I'm not trying to add a twist. I'm just trying to, you know, put it all out there and let everybody kind of think about it.
Yep.
You can really love someone deeply and have great sex with them, which is kind of how I feel about you, Clark. But, you know, and the bottom line is that you can have sex without loving someone. You really, really can. It's a turn on. It's an attraction. Some would argue that your best sex is with someone you love. What do you think, Clark?
Well, I think most people understand that, you know, obviously, if you really deeply love somebody, you should be able to and probably would have what you would call or label the best sex because you love them and it's good sex.
Yeah.
But it's not always the case.
No.
And, you know, I agree with you on all those points, but I think a good example about how this sex and love thing works is that you can have a great time with yourself. You don't need anybody else. You can have a great sexual experience through masturbation with yourself without being wrapped up with somebody else. You can be in some kind of a mental fantasy, right?
Yeah.
Yet not be in love with anyone. Not even need another person there.
Right.
You can have great sex. So think about that for a minute. A lot of people don't really get this. And just about everybody on the planet plays with themselves somewhere along the line.
Hopefully.
They have a sexual experience with themselves probably first before they ever do with anybody else. So it's the way we're made, right?
Well, how would you know what you like unless you've done that?
Absolutely. So good, great sex does not require another person to be there.
Hell no.
Love is not present with perhaps anyone but themselves in that scenario. First.
Love yourself first, yeah.
Another good example is when we're younger, we may have sex with others but not really truly love them. In other words, maybe in high school or junior high or whatever. And we don't really truly, truly love them, but we have sexual experience.
Oh, honey, those are hormones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So think about it here. We're talking about scenarios, real life scenarios, and perhaps we might think we love them, but really it's just an attraction that plays itself
Absolutely.
Out.
Yeah.
It's a sexual attraction.
Agreed.
And it's exploring and it's adventure. And don't you know that as you go older, as you grow, we don't lose those things. We don't lose the adventure side of us. Now, we could stuff them. But we don't lose that adventure that, you know, there's nothing quite like flirting with somebody and being flirted back at.
Absolutely.
There's an energy and an excitement there that you just can't put your finger on and you can't replace it.
Yep.
I don't care how old you are. I don't
yep.
care how young you are. I don't care how many years you've been married or not married or whatever.
Yep.
People are flirting with people every day.
Well, if couples would get that, they could stay in love and do the fun stuff, too.
Yeah. So let's talk about how it relates to it in swinging a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about how it works in swinging, the love versus sex thing in swinging, because, you know, like what happens? Because really people want to know how this works.
Well, if you truly love someone, you want them to be happy. You want to give them the freedom to be who they really are. Kind of like animals. I mean, I know that sounds kind of weird, but let's talk about it. I mean, a dog. I'll take a dog as example because near and dear to my heart. But they don't spend too much time worrying about their mate or their partner. They're more interested in what's happening to them. That's kind of cold. So maybe a bad example, I'm not sure, but just that they kind of do what feels good. So if you don't bring all the emotions and all that fun stuff into it, you know. So I think when you love someone, you want them to have pleasure. And at the same time, you want it for yourself. So this way, both parties aren't wrapped up in jealousy or security concerns that are usually false anyway. If someone's going to leave a relationship, you pretty much, you know, you can't do anything to stop it anyway. And I think swinging is not a cause of a relationship problems, but it promotes communication, flirting, and sexual activity.
Yeah, so actually, you know, it's interesting. You know, what people on the outside or people that are new, maybe listening or whatever, you can have mind-blowing sex with someone you don't love. Actually, it's quite natural. It's different than what we're taught, and it's different than some of the things that have happened in religion and so on that we're taught. But you can have sex with someone you don't love, just like you have it with yourself, for instance. That's the best parallel we can give it. When love comes into the picture, and it can include sex, by the way, and obviously, but it's not the basis of the relationship. The sex really isn't the basis of a relationship. It's an ingredient of it. There are so many other things that are part of a relationship. You have to be wanting to live with one another. You got to be with each other every day. You got to care about them in deeper ways and so on. So in a real, real loving relationship. And, you know, today, sometimes, you know, you just want to have sex with somebody and nothing else. I mean, that's true. People are attracted to people. They say, oh, you know, I'd like to bang her or I'd like to do him or, you know. And it's just an attraction. It's a physical attraction. Love is a whole different program. And can you start loving somebody? Absolutely, you can. But you can love anybody. Doesn't mean you have to love somebody that you're having sex with, right?
Right.
Yeah. And a lot of people think, well, you know, just because they have sex, well, oh my God, you know, they're going to love each other. It doesn't work that way. Sometimes you're just sexually attracted to one another. You know, we're taught through religion and social standards, particularly in this country, it's simply not the case. You know, there's 60% divorce rates today in this country. 82% of all marriage mates have cheated, they estimate. I mean, people are running around, you know. So it's very interesting. People need variety and freedom. It's the way we're created. Swinging promotes freedom and self-expression, even within a relationship between two people who deeply love each other. So, you know, a lot of what happens in this whole love versus sex game is very interesting, and it's something you have to sort out, right? It's something you have to sort out. So,
yeah.
So what do you think about that, Cindy?
Well, I agree. You know, it's so much more relaxing and less stressful when you realize you're both working together on the same page. The old way of being in a relationship is too much work, too much worry. Just love to have sex and also be in love. It's the best of both worlds.
So what about boundaries, you know? I mean, like, sometimes, you know, people say, well, you know, what are we going to do with boundaries?
And that's kind of intimate, you know, that's kind of between the two of you,
yeah.
Whatever works. I don't know that you can define that. That has to be an inner feeling. You have to review it, digest it, talk about it.
Yeah.
Read? I mean, I don't know.
Well, yeah, because, you know, obviously when people get into the lifestyle, they really try to decide, like, how they're going to go about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have two people, and they're on different pages. You got one person who's thinking one thing, and one, even though you're together. Mm-hmm. So you've got to sit down and say, hey, you know, how are we going to work this? You know, what are we going to do? What are we going to allow? What are we doing? You talk about it, and you have to be on the table. Because, you know, you might decide, well, hey, you know, we only want to do same room stuff. We don't want to be in separate rooms, for instance, maybe.
Right.
Or, you know, you get into other things like maybe you're not going to have intercourse. Or maybe you are. Maybe you're not going to do oral. Maybe you're going to do oral. You know, maybe you're not even going to kiss. Some people don't kiss. They may have sex, but they don't kiss. So, you know, in the end, you know, this, it's decided between two people what they're going to do. So really, the whole idea between this love, sex thing is that it's separate, right? And if
yep.
you talk to people in the lifestyle that have been around a while and have done this, they've found out that, you know, you can do both. You know, love and sex can go together. It's mind-blowing. It's great. But also, we can have it separate. Right?
Absolutely.
So there you have it. No questions, no calls. Nobody wants to know. Everybody has all the answers.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Taking it all in.
So, there you have it. Love.
Give us a joke,
sex.
Honey. Give us a, I don't know, sometimes you give us some suggestions at the end of the night. Let's do that.
You like that?
I
like
it.
The joke of the week?
Suggest me. That's what I'm talking about.
Joke of the week. 25 ways you know you're a swinger. Here we go. You are sending out online Christmas cards to people with names like Dare Us To, Wife We Be By, Exotic Couple For You, FuckMeAllNight.com, everything, right? Another thing, your nightstand drawer is full of bar napkins with couples' names and phone numbers on it. 25 ways you know you're a swinger. Your closet is filled with 5-inch high-heeled shoes, and you have more lingerie than most department stores. Yeah. Yeah. Your kids and the babysitter ask why mommy already has her coat on when she comes out of the bedroom every Saturday night. 25 ways you know you're a swinger. Excellent stuff. So anyway, folks, we've had a ball. We're going to be at Swing Fest next week. We are going to do live broadcasts from there. Stay tuned. Check the website for our updates on when the shows are going to show. Remember, you can blog us at swingerslifestyletalkradio.blogspot.com. It's on the website, as well as you can Twitter us. Tweet us, baby. Twitter.com/swingersradio. It's on our website as well. Here's the cool thing. You can be added to our email list for notifications, showtime alerts, and updates at swingerslifestyletalkradio@gmail.com. Email us and put add me in the subject line. We'll get you on our email list, which is cool. And please email your friends about us. Send them our website address. They'll thank you big time for sending our information over, so they can tune in. So, remember, every Thursday evening from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're on. Next week we'll be at Swing Fest with lots of interviews of real-life swingers, real-life situations. It's going to be a knockout show, folks. Do not miss it. Mark it on your calendar. Check our schedule on the website. Tell everybody you know about our show. Spread the word. Email all your friends tonight. Let them know in this best-kept secret in the swinging lifestyle. We are the number one lifestyle talk radio show worldwide. Email us your opinions and questions. We want to hear from you. And remember, folks, to laugh always. Love, learn, and live, my friends. Happy hunting. And guess what? We're going to see you next week. And have a great weekend, everyone. Right, Cindy?
Great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Enjoy.
We'll talk to you soon, and we're out of here.
Thanks for joining us.